911, this line's recorded. What's the address of the emergency?
Hi, we have a person down at the pickleball course on Franklin. I'm in front of the AED. Can you give me the code?
Good morning. I'm Bill Trefiro, and for John Phillips and Kim Blair, and this is Virginia Technology Today. Virginia Technology Today is a public affairs feature of WFIR. Now, over the past few years, Virginia Technology Today has brought you stories about ways that technology has been life-changing. From flying drones that deliver medication to your home, to doctor visits that you can have on your computer or smartphones. But this morning, we take a look at the technology that you can use to save lives. Technology that, with a little training, you can use to bring a person back from the brink of death. This morning, we talked to Richard Schock, owner and director of Code One Training Solutions, based in Roanoke. Code One is known for providing CPR instruction to everyone from first responders to anyone who wants to be certified in the life-saving procedure.
Yeah, so we are an American Heart Association training center. With COVID, we recognized that it wasn't really safe to be having classes in the same format that, you know, everyone's used to, with, you know, having 6-7 people in a classroom with an instructor doing the training. So we've reinvented ourselves by launching and adopting American Heart Association's RQI equipment, which basically it's computerized mannequins that are coupled with a instructor who's on virtual conference. And the student's able to complete a lot of their training online, and they test out on skills. And what's really cool about the technology is it provides immediate feedback to each compression and rescue breath that they provide on the mannequin. So they'll tell them if they're pushing too hard, too fast, too slow, if they're, you know, giving full chest recoil. It hits all the metrics that are really needed to ensure that they're providing high quality CPR.
And was this something that was going on pre-COVID, or did COVID really inspire or ramp this up?
Yeah, so we knew about the technology pre-COVID, but it was really limited to hospitals. So when, you know, we first shut down and canceled all of our classes in March 2020, you know, our team came together and we said, all right, how can we, you know, how can we deliver this training in a safe environment? And this is the technology that came up. And we were actually the first company in the world to offer this outside of a hospital environment to the general public, so that they can schedule an appointment and come in for to use this equipment.
Describe for folks what you guys were providing pre-COVID. Like how did your CPR courses work?
Yeah, so pre-COVID, it was a lot of instructor-led training. People would sign up for a class. They'd show up. Their instructor would play video for 2 hours while they practice their skills on mannequins, and they'd take the test and they'd go home with their certification card. And now with this new technology, they're completing a bunch of the class, a sizable portion of the class online at their own time. They can do it in chunks. They don't have to do it all in one sitting. And then they're able to schedule an appointment at their convenience to come in. We now have 45 locations across the country that they're able to show up at and do their skills with these mannequins.
It's technology that's saving human lives. I mean, not just tangentially, where, you know, we're talking about drone delivery, delivering medicine, which is helpful and does save lives, but this directly saves lives.
This is really empowering people with the skills that they need to be able to act in an emergency. We called the program Beacon, which basically stands for Be a Confident Rescuer, and that's really what we aim to accomplish by having this program.
Tell us, how do you sign up, what the process is all the way through, and then how do I get my certificate?
Yeah, so kind of starting from step one, somebody would register for their class through our website. Our website has a lot of answers to frequently asked questions and guides them to what class they need, whether they're a healthcare provider or working in an environment where they don't have clinical patient contact, like as a teacher or a coach or a babysitter. There's different levels of classes based upon what they need. Once they register, they're delivered an access key to our online learning portal, which is where they go on and they complete the online portion of their class. The Heart Association's new portfolio of classes, which were released in the end of 2020, actually use adaptive learning now. So rather than just kind of running through a very standard curriculum, every person is given questions as they go, and then they answer the question and mark their confidence level with their answer. So it's yes, I know it, or no, I'm not sure, or I don't know. And then based upon that response, it actually dives into a lesson and is able to, you know, really custom tailor the class to what the student already knows. So it's a really great way. So somebody that is like really advanced and knows their stuff and practices this all the time and works, you know, cardiac arrest in the hospital emergency room or whatever, they're able to complete the program relatively quickly because they're going to know all the answers. But maybe there's a topic they're not sure about. They're able to dive deep into that one and get good confidence, you know, going with it. Whereas somebody that's taking the class for the first time, they can spend a lot more time, you know, going through the topics at their own pace and really, you know, learning everything that they need to know so that they're ready to go. Once they finish the online portion, there's a link that says schedule an appointment, and it pulls up our list of all of our locations. They choose a date and time for the class that's or the session that's most convenient to them. And then they show up for their appointment time, following the instructions in their confirmation email that includes like a picture of our building and where to go inside the building, where to park. And their instructor was going to greet them on the screen, on a video conference screen when they walk into the room. And they'll go through each of the skills. They'll coach them. They'll use these high fidelity mannequins that will provide that immediate feedback to them. And then as soon as they're done with each skill, they get their certification card for the Heart Association. That's good for 2 years.
Now, we've all seen it on television.
He consented.
I showed him the EEG. And everybody clear?
Yes, doctors using a defibrillator to shock a heart to a point where it starts beating again in what is referred to as sinus rhythm. It's technology that has been around for a while, but it's technology that has, for the most part, only been accessible to EMS personnel and doctors. And that's understandable because in the wrong hands, a shock from a defibrillator can be quite dangerous. So, how do we take this life-saving technology and make it safe for you or I to use? That's already been figured out. And while the outdoor AED boxes are widely used in Europe, they haven't been widely deployed here in the United States until now. Richard Schock tells us how Code One is bringing the technology to Southwest Virginia and across the U.S.
It's a big yellow box, so it's really obvious. We have great signage over it as well that shows that it's an AED. So it's something that's going to be really obvious to the person in the community. So hopefully you're noticing these things, you know, in your day-to-day shopping. We will be installing one over at Towers Shopping Center in the next couple weeks. And then there's three that are going into parks in Roanoke. There's one up in Greenfield Park in Botetourt County right now. So we're starting to get these, you know, distributed out into the community. And when somebody, you know, sees somebody in cardiac arrest or, you know, somebody that's not awake and is not breathing normally, they should call 911 right away. That dispatcher is going to give them instructions to start CPR on the person. And if there's an AED nearby, the dispatcher will relay instructions to them for retrieving that AED and bringing it to the person.
Now, folks can learn some of the things that we've talked about for free May 21st. It's the 6th annual Free CPR and AED Education Day.
Yeah, so the executive director of the Compressed and Shock Foundation, Jack Perkins, he's a local Carilion Hospital emergency medicine doctor, and he's gone out, you know, to start this nonprofit organization to really enhance people knowing CPR in the community. So the May 21st CPR Day event is really focused on that hands-only training. It's a didactic lecture. He's going to go through some topics, some scenarios. He's going to tell people the importance of CPR. And then they get to do hands-on chest on mannequins to, you know, practice those skills and really get them rehashed and be ready to go. So we encourage everyone to really come out, participate, learn CPR that day. Even if you have, you know, a CPR certification or you've, you know, taken a class years ago in high school or whatever, you know, it's really important that you're coming out and refreshing those skills because even, you know, weeks to months after you've taken a class, your skills decay at a steady rate until you take your next class. And the only way to keep those skills up are continuous practice, continuous review. And this is just that really great opportunity to be able to do that. And the price is free, so you can't beat that.
You can learn more about the 6th annual Free CPR and AED Education Day at compressionshock.org. To find out more about getting CPR certified or how to use an AED, go to code1web.com. We want to give a special thanks to our guest this week, Richard Schock. As we wind up yet another show, we'd like to thank our executive producer, Joey Sell, for making the show possible, Thought Out Media for producing the program, and our sponsor, the Roanoke-Blacksburg Technology Council. Until next week, I'm Bill Trefiro.